AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. San Jose, California Mayor Sam Liccardo calls it an horrific, tragic day.
Our heart pains for the families and the co-workers.
We have 8 victims that are pronounced deceased from today's incident, from gunshot wounds.
Another worker is in critical condition. It happened this morning at the Valley Transportation Authority's light rail yard. Police say the shooter, 57-year-old Sam Cassidy, killed himself. Santa Clara County Sheriff Laurie Smith.
The deputy sheriffs from the sheriff's office, the officers from San Jose Police Department, ran into the building while shots were being fired, and I know that it saved many lives. Thanks to the fire department also, so being part of our active shooter protocol and our rescue team.
Cassidy's neighbor tells KGO.
He probably lit up his house and then went over there and went crazy. It's really shocking.
A database compiled by the AP, USA Today, and Northeastern University finds more than 80 people have died in 15 mass shootings this year. President Biden wants the intelligence community to continue to work to find the cause of the coronavirus pandemic. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he and most other scientists believe the virus most likely occurred naturally.
But no one knows that 100% for sure.
And it's possible the virus emerged from a lab accident, a theory the Biden administration spent months minimizing. The president now says those are the two likely scenarios the intelligence community is considering, and he wants officials to redouble their efforts.
We have to get a better sense of the origin of COVID-19, and also how do we prevent the next pandemic.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the president wants a report within 90 days. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. There's yet another Republican effort in a state that former President Donald Trump thought he would win in last November's election. AP's Mike Gracia has this.
Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said Wednesday he's hiring 3 retired police officers at taxpayer expense to investigate the 2020 presidential election result in the Dairy State. Voss thus joins efforts by Republicans across the country to examine ballots in the election won by President Joe Biden. In March, Republicans who control the Wisconsin Assembly passed a resolution authorizing an investigation. They also ordered the state's nonpartisan audit bureau to look into the election. Biden defeated then-President Donald Trump by about 20,600 votes in Wisconsin.
Backers of the former president have been clamoring for the so-called audits, even after election officials and official recounts in several states showed President Biden defeating the former president. Election experts say the continual return is having an erosive effect on the democracy. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.